So what was life like in Gibraltar? Where were you? Where were you? You were billeted in the Rock.
In the Rock, yes. The company I was in was up the Rock for a long while, and then we got a change. Then Cartland Bay, that was nice. Then Cartland Bay, swimming all that, you see. And North Front, and there was three forts: Fort George, Fort William, Fort Augustus. Three forts were there, and the fourth was the Fort Bridge. I think the Fort Bridge here too, a place where there was an anti-tank ditch, and Beatty's Lido, North Front. Oh, can't remember all his name. But there was a post here and there, you see, near the water. Another's up. What was Edinburgh Rock? And that old Charlie Miller, we'll come to him later, he came in the rounds at night. As we were fired, we were firing here and firing there. I know Charlie was here. McGeever, Edinburgh Rock will be held. There's only two of us in it.
Because the airfield was being...
An airfield, that had what? See what the tin cans?
You
built
that?
We built that. The RE's and the Black Watch. There was tins flattened down. And the fertile tins too flattened down. And for a pound. And the rock. The debris come from the tunnel, all that blasting. That was scattered too.
How did you get the rock down the mountainside to the airfield?
They came in trucks, took them up. Mm-hmm.
Because the roads don't go very far up the rock, do they?
No, the road. A road goes up to a Rock Gun. They call Rock Gun the highest point.
Yeah.
The Rock Gun. And there was a Middle Hill guard, and a lot of guards there in Middle Hill. And the sky somewhere. For the Navy HUD a station. But we guarded them. Can't remember the Navy place now. But it was a good station in a way, because you go to bed at night and say you're a little bit bothered then. But we're only bothered with the Vichy French and Italians. That was all.
So you worked on building the airfield, did you?
Oh, yes, umpteen jobs.
Yeah. Tell me about one of those jobs.
We did the ship, we unloaded the ships.
On the ships?
Goods, ammunition, trucks, food, thing, cement, things like this. And there's a great friendship strung up between the ships and the Black Watch. Played much into football. And the old arc, you see. Hall would give his usual rock there. That royal has been sunk. Yes, it's true. That royal is finished now. It's sunk. And maybe the next day, they're looking at the point, and a black shape coming. Oh, it's the old art. A big cheer went up, you know. And there was a Sheffield renown, all the angels. A good friendship among the sailors and that, and Black Watch. Yeah. They're playing football games and that. Uh-huh.
Mm. Did you go out in the town, in the street of bars and whatnot?
When we were off. There didn't that many guards, you see. Yeah. And working parties. You're off a working party all day and guard at night, eh? But I was doing that all the one place in particular, Cafe Triandvo. It was famous. Wine. And every so often they come out in Italian orders. Cafe Triandvo, otherwise known as Smoky Joe's, out of bounds to all rank. And a couple of nights later, they're all back doing Smoky. And Smoky put his wine up a few pence and wrecked his place. Smoky, you're our fifth columnist. Smoky, you're a traitor. Smoky, you let us down. And Smoky back to Northern Lichnet again, you see. Oh, and when I was at Perth, did you know that doing Perth?
Sorry?
Did you do know that doing Perth? It's the 26th of October.
Last October.
Now, my son made the poem for that.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow, Major Culture, not ring a bell at all. Major Culture was there, and Colonel McGregor, they were there. Well, I was at this top table, and I couldn't have Andrew writing the poem. Andy said they wanted me with them. So I was at the top table, the provost and all them. And I was talking to Pulcher. He says, "My hearing's not good now." And McGregor was into the room for him, see? And I said to McGregor, I asked him if he remembers Main Street, Gibraltar, Smoky Joe's, or the Cafe Triunfo. So McGregor relays it to Gotcha. Got him. But I didn't go to those places. But the smoke was coming out in clouds, and there they were singing the bossy songs. You know what I mean? The bossy songs. And these chaps said, "Our growth and muscle, Montrose, they were fine to get up on the table to sing a verse of all these famous songs." So, smoke was coming out from the window on the door, and there they were singing, "It's my turn, dude." "No, not at all. I've been sitting here, Anish, waiting my turn. I've got a verse." And there they were. So a wee while later, it came out, "Cafe Tune for better known as Smoky Joe's, out of bounds to all ranks."
How did you get on with the civilians in Gibraltar?
Either late. Oh, they detested the Spaniards. They detested the Spaniards. Oh.
Just the officers were up in the Rock Hotel, were they?
The Rock Hotel. No, the Rock.
Did you resent the fact that they had more comfortable conditions than you did? Or?
Well, we were lying on the cold rock. Simple as that. Then we managed to get the wee boards. Three boards and two wee trestles. Well, that's paradise. Up off the cold rock.
So, the Black Watch, you were providing a lot of the skilled labour for the engineers, were
yes,
you? Working with the engineers.
Yes.
Yeah. Which engineers were those? Do you remember which?
Oh, I don't know the number. Engineer companies.
Yeah.
I don't know the number.
Right. Mm. So you were doing blasting as you'd done in yes. mines, really?
Yes.
Doing mine work.
Yeah.
So how long were you there altogether?
In Gibraltar.
Uh-huh.
Over 2 years and 8 months in Gibraltar, yes.
That's a long time. Did you want to leave or did you want to stay there?
Oh, well, the home sweet home, you know. And there we no acting any bravado or anything, but I'd like to get back again to France because we were chased out and I wanted back. Mm. But the way things materialised, didn't get back. Mm.
So, after 2 years and 8 months,
right.
What date does that bring us up to about?
40 we entered Gibraltar. 1940.
So it's been spent to 42. Yeah. And where did you go to up from Gibraltar?
From Gibraltar. Oh, yes, we were sent as a to the 6th Battalion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
North Africa.
Uh-huh. But you actually sailed directly from Gibraltar.
Yes. But,
or did you get some leave?
I was really about to Tangier.
Oh, right, okay.
That was in during my time in Gibraltar.
Right, okay. Tell me about that.
Tangier.
You were sent over, were you?
Yes. Charlie Miller, the captain, he sent to me one day. He said, McGeever, he says, you're a little bit NCO as usual. He says, I'm going to send you to Tangier. And I was about another 4 or 5 boys with me. One was Jimmy McClarty. Him and I were C Company for White Watch. Jimmy McClarty. And Jimmy lived in Glen. But poor Jimmy's dead now. We were good friends. But we went to represent C Company. Maybe about 5 or 6 altogether, anyway. And Charlie said, "Now, McGeever, I'm sending you," he said, "because I can trust you. So I'm sending to you to Tangier with the British legation. And I know you will behave yourself because I've known you for so long. I can trust you." No? A little bit of detail, anyway. I was sent to Tangier and we went to what we called the garrison place for stores in Gibraltar. Way along at the end. So oh yes, we fitted out with a sport jacket, a pair of flannels, a shirt, and a pair of shoes, socks. That was okay. So away we went, over in the small boat, the Maine, they called that boat, the Maine. And we got to Tangier, and there's a name here, I wonder if you ever heard of it, Baglito, Charles Baglito.
Mm-hmm. Who was he?
Carlos Baglito was, he's dead, no poor Charles. His brother was Francis Baglito. Now, Charles was working for the British legation in Tangier. And he knew all my details on arrival in Gibraltar and in Tangier. He says, "Francis, Francis, he says, I have arranged that you'll be with me all the time." He's in the church, had days or nights with their great sponsors. And oh, Charles couldn't do enough for me. Took me down to town, explained everything, Arab funeral, Arab weddings, you know, and Arab burials, and customs. If a woman wanted to know, or she wanted to lose her a goat or sheep or something like that, she slit its throat in the market square, and the young lad run down and put it on the doorstep. And the doorstep was blood everywhere. But she counted how many steps it took before it collapsed. And that represented her harvest for next year. Well, Charles, I agree, his brother Francis, he was put in jail the first day the Spaniards drove in. You heard about him? They took over the Spaniards.
Oh, right. Okay.
See? They took over.
Right. You tell me about that in a second. Frank McGeever, NWL 3.